statement by the European Union and the Vienna Group of Ten. I add the following points in my national capacity. Sweden underlines the importance to Article 4 of the NPT, which guarantees the right of all states' parties to undertake research, productions, and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes in line with non-proliferation and verification requirements, as well as relevant safety and security standards. The IAEA continues to play a key role in supporting states' parties who wish to employ nuclear applications in order to attain their development objectives. The agency's work in nuclear science and technology and technical cooperation greatly contributes to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Sweden strongly supports the agency's activities to assist member states utilizing nuclear technologies in a safe, secure, and peaceful manner. Furthermore, the agency is essential for enhancing the global nuclear safety regime, helping to strengthen safety measures for all nuclear fuel cycle and other nuclear-related activities. We encourage all states to become party to the nuclear safety-related conventions, apply relevant IAEA safety standards, and host IAEA review missions on a regular basis. Chair, Russia's aggression against Ukraine, which is in gross violation of international law, the United Nations Charter, and the IAEA statute, has severe nuclear safety and nuclear security consequences and has considerably increased the risk of a nuclear accident. Russia must implement the resolutions adopted by the IAEA Board of Governors, cease all actions at or against Ukraine's nuclear facilities and withdraw completely from all Ukrainian soil in full respect of Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. As part of our broader commitment to Ukraine, Sweden is co-chairing the Working Group on Radiation and Nuclear Safety in the Ukrainian Peace Formula together with Czechia, Japan, and France. In this regard, we welcome the broad participation and active engagement at the recent peace summit in Switzerland, where more than 100 nations and organizations came together to reaffirm that international law and the UN Charter is the only foundation of a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace. Sweden supports, including financially, the agency's extended nuclear safety and security assistance missions to Ukraine. This includes the continuing presence of agency experts at all of Ukraine's nuclear power plants, notably at the Zaporizhzhia NPP, which remains illegally seized by Russia and where the safety situation is particularly precarious. We welcome the establishment by Director General Grossi of 5 concrete principles to promote nuclear safety at the Zaporizhzhia NPP. As underlined by the Director General, I quote, "These principles are to no one's detriment and to everyone's benefit," end of quote. Chair, national export controls is an important tool to facilitate the exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy in line with the NPT. All states are invited to adhere to export control lists and guidelines, which contribute to the enhancement of international peace and security without hampering peaceful, legitimate nuclear trade and cooperation. Chair, Sweden's view is that all new fossil-free electricity production that strengthens the power system is needed to enable the green transition while keeping a robust electricity system. This includes nuclear power. Sweden will go forward with a new energy policy target of 100% fossil-free electricity production by 2040. As this shift in energy policy is implemented, nuclear safety, security, and safeguards will remain an overriding priority. Chair, we also believe that the constructive discussion from last year's working group on further strengthening the review process should be harnessed and further built upon, and we hope that we can move forward on this basis during this review cycle. Chair, in conclusion, we must all continue our efforts to reinforce the NPT as the cornerstone of the nuclear non-proliferation regime. I thank you, Chair.